and every arm, and this way we ixnay on any harm, cause snakes plague and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison, the soul is true within, eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it.
We are live, it is the final day of February 2010. Man, it seemed just like yesterday, South by Southwest had come and gone, and it's about to come and go in the next couple weeks in Austin, Texas, but as many films and musical acts that are going to be there in the next couple weeks, I don't think that any of them can touch my upcoming documentary, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, screening it tonight with the big guy, Alex Jones. Looking forward to that so we can get it out to the people. Over 2 hours on the New World Order. That's why we call it Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, because we hit it from all angles. It's really a history picture into the modern day amalgamation of power and consolidation, which has become known publicly in every major publication from Time Magazine to Newsweek to The Guardian to The Telegraph as the New World Order. So today, I'm actually going to review a separate film. A film I enjoyed to some extent, but really did have its faults. I finally got to watch Capitalism last week by Michael Moore. And my main contentions on this film are that he does a bit of Obama worshiping with just kind of throwing one small slight at Barack Obama, really making it out to be this grassroots campaign, everything we exposed as false in the Obama deception and fall of the Republic. I'm not going to say he spends that much time on it because he doesn't, but he gives him a full-blown pass after he points out that the bankers contributed more money to his campaign than any other. So I'm going to give a full review, and I'm also going to review these documents which play a role in the end of the film. And I think these documents are relevant today in the sense that earlier in the week, Citigroup released internal documents that said, hey, by the way, if you have a bank account with us, we're not required to give you your money for 7 days. That's right. We're not required to give you your money for 7 days. So to further show their disdain, their hatred, their revulsion with the American and world populace, their serf class, we're going to go over the internal plutonomy documents. Now, what is a plutonomy? Well, if we zoom in over at prisonplanet.tv with the document cam, we can clearly see, and these are internal documents, by the way, giving to the top 5% of the company, to the wealthiest stockholders and investors in Citigroup. It says that plutonomies are economies powered by the wealthy, not by the people, not by a constitutional republic, not by a union, but by the wealthy. So we are going to go into these documents, and the things they say in this, folks, are over the top. They are beyond the pale. They really affirm what we've been talking about so many years on this program, that there is a super class, that they do run things, that they fear us uprising with our own political candidates, with our own ideals, with a system that benefits the people instead of the upper 1%. In these documents, they talk about how the top 1% of the world owns more than the other bottom 99% combined, and they brag about it. They talk about how this plutonomy needs to make more and more profit every year. That's their model. Their model is not to share the wealth. Their model is not to take care of their workers, of their employees. No, it is to dominate humanity. So we're going to go in depth into the Citigroup plutonomy documents and so much more. We're going to take your calls, 888-201-2244. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Go check us out over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Jason Burmes, and before I get to these plutonomy documents, economies powered by the wealthy as they crush the middle class, as they refer to us as serfs and slaves, as cannon fodder in some instances, before we get to that document, I do want to remind people I've now gotten through three chapters of the book. I have been reading it very sparingly during render times, or I just can't get to bed. It is Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies. We, of course, have it first. We have it first here at InfoWars.com, and we are discounted out of the gates. Normally $24.95 for this hardcover little miracle. It's $19.95, and you get a free movie. Let me repeat that. You get a free film. You can either get Reflections and Warnings, the interview with Aaron Russo, which is excellent, or you can get my documentary, which I think is super excellent, Loose Change Final Cut, free of charge. Let me repeat that. Free of charge when you buy Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies, shipping first here at InfoWars.com before anybody else. All right, let's get to these documents. Then I'll take a few callers as well, 888-201-2244. A lot to get to. I have a stack of news. I also want to go over this talk that Bill Gates did at TED 2010. There was this big TED conference, which is all about technology and economic conservation and the new green economy and how autism is a good thing. I can't make this stuff up. I'm not going to play you the autism is a good thing clip, but just go check it out yourself. It's absolutely and completely revolting in my eyes. All right. Now, what these documents are internal memos for the richest of the rich who own Citigroup. And they discuss how the world, and this is October 16th, 2005, they did three sets of these documents. I think I have the first two in front of me. Plutonomy, buying luxury, explaining global imbalance. And they go on to say that plutonomies are economies powered by the wealthy. That's them. That's the superclass. That's the elite we talk so much about. They actually talk about, this is a quote, we're going to need to get the document cam on this one. Okay, this is why you need the PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Riding the gravy train. Where are the plutonomies? It literally says they're riding the gravy train in light of hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars in bailouts. While they say you can't have your money for 7 days, they're riding the gravy train. The United States plutonomy, the Gilded Age, the Roaring Twenties, and the new managerial aristocracy. They come right out and say, we are your rulers. We are your owners. We will continue to make profits off of your labor while you suffer, while you can no longer afford a home, while you have to give up your second car, while you can't send your child to college. To continue with the U.S., the top 1% of households also account for 33% of net worth, greater than the bottom 90% of households put together. This is in the document. The top 1% of households account for 40% of financial net worth, more than the bottom 95% of households put together. They come out and they brag that they are dominating you, not through a democratic society, not through a society that benefits the little guy, not even a society that likes the little guy. How about a society that's willing to crush, murder, and kill the little guy? Then they say, well, wait a minute. Is there a backlash building? How far can we push the system before the serfs, the slaves, stand up? They say plutonomy, we suspect, is elastic. The first and probably most potent is through a labor backlash. Outsourcing, offshoring, or insourcing of cheap labor is done to undercut current labor costs. They admit in here that they can't have factories here, not only because it costs more money, but they're afraid that people might actually stand up for their rights and a better work environment. What a novel idea. Again, we are the enemy. Another threat comes from the potential social backlash. The invisible hand stops working. Perhaps one reason that societies allow plutonomy is because enough of the electorate believe they have a chance of becoming a Pluto participant. Why kill it off if you can join it? They actually state in here that most people put up with the system because they think that they can become a part of it. I got news for you, folks. If you think you're going to be a billionaire, you're not. If you think you're going to be a millionaire in this economy, not likely. But because you have a dumb belief system that you think that you can become part of the establishment one day, you won't fight it. You can't beat them, join them. They literally are playing off the thought that you might win the lottery one day, and they're laughing at you for it. Why kill it off if you can join it? In a sense, this is the embodiment of the American dream. The embodiment of the American dream is not to fight the system so that one day you can become all powerful and a part of it. And they play that off against you. It's time to wake up and realize you don't want to become a part of a system that is so corrupt, so repulsive, so morally decadent. But if voters feel they cannot participate, they are more likely to divide up the wealth pie rather than aspire to being truly rich. So they don't want the gig to be up, folks. They're very scared that you may learn the system, that you may find out that it is a scam, that they're riding a gravy train. According to their own documents, risks, what could go wrong? Our whole plutonomy thesis is based on the idea that the rich will keep getting richer. Let's repeat it again. Their whole system is based on the idea that the rich will keep getting richer. Furthermore, the rising wealth gap between the rich and the poor will probably at some point lead to a political backlash. And you're seeing that with Ron Paul, with Campaign for Liberty, with people taking the initiative to become their city councilman, to take over their local PTA, to become a state senator, to run for Congress. Whilst the rich are getting a greater share of the wealth and the poor a lesser share, political enfranchisement remains as was. One person, one vote in these plutonomies. And they don't like one person, one vote. They don't want the average Joe to have any power. They don't want our voice to be heard. And that's why in many places they put in Diebold and other electronic voting systems that are complete scams that favor the elite and the wealthy. And sometimes the elite and the wealthy that are running against one another. Case in point, the 2004 presidential election when Kerry actually won in Ohio and other states. And he simply bowed down, stepped down, knew it was rigged, knew the election had been stolen from him, but had taken part anyway because it was his cousin on both sides, second cousin on one, eighth cousin on the other. It was his college buddy and skull and bones brother, only 2 years apart over at Yale University. That's what really happened. So our one vote didn't even matter in the 2004 presidential election. Our one vote didn't even matter in the 2008 presidential election, as Barack Obama had already been selected as the president of the world, our last best hope, the great savior, Barack Hussein Obama. All right. I'm going to stop with my ranting. I'm going to take some calls as promised. We're going to hit some big news. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. I want to remind you I have this show every week, Sunday, 6 to 9 Central Time. And if you miss any of the program, you can pick up the podcast free over at theinfowarrior.com following the show. All right, let's go to our first caller. He's been holding a while. Let's go to Mark in California. Mark, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. How's it going, man?
Good, good.
I'm one of those students that put up the Karl Rove video getting chased out at UCSB.
You know, I totally forgot about that video. Saw a post about it on Facebook yesterday. Why don't you tell us what happened? Because I haven't even watched the video. Was he there to speak at some kind of a conference or before the students? Tell us what happened.
He was giving a speech more or less about his new book, but he ended up not even talking about that stuff. It was just criticizing Obama pretty much the whole time, playing into what the college Republicans want to hear and what the conservatives want to hear right now. But overall, it was pretty disgusting to be in there listening to all of the lies. And he cited the Constitution a couple times. He talked about the First Amendment.
This man trampled the Constitution. This is the guy that literally said, and we're going to pull up the quote for those that won't believe it, we create reality. Not that we deal with reality, that we deal with real issues. We create reality. This man stomped on the Constitution and Bill of Rights while he was the head advisor over at the Bush camp. This man is a total and utter criminal. And now I have to see him as a talking head on Fox News constantly. I have to see him act like he's some sort of savior against the Barack Obama administration when the Barack Obama administration is simply an extension of the Bush administration. More troops overseas in both Afghanistan and Iraq, expanding the war silently to the borders of Pakistan with drones that are the judge, jury, and executioner of anyone that comes in their path. This guy is disgusting. Karl Rove needs to be indicted for high treason. Period. Amen. All right. On the other side, on the upcoming break, I am going to break down Bill Gates and his agenda for population control. This guy is one of the worst. He goes to Davos and talks about sustainability. He goes to TED 2010 and starts telling everybody that the evil carbon dioxide monster is going to get us all. And that we have to reduce the population to save the world. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Go check us out over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved? Cruelty to the winner, bishop tells the king his lies. Maybe you're a mourner.
Despite all of the revelations regarding ClimateGate and the IPCC and their 2007 report, people like Bill Gates get on stage in front of thousands, and then it is rebroadcast to millions across the country and the world about how CO2, carbon dioxide, is here to kill you and your family. And this is very reminiscent of the Charlie Rose Ted Turner interview from a couple of years ago. People are the problem. He admits it. I mean, people are the first problem in the equation to save the earth. Let me repeat that for you. People, human beings, Homo erectus is the problem. We're the reason the globe is warming, hence we have to be killed. And when we get to about 4.5 minutes into this, he actually reveals that through vaccinations and the proper healthcare, we can take the population from 6.8 billion, which is what he says it is now, down by about 10 or 15%. That's odd, because I thought if we had the proper healthcare and the vaccinations that everybody loves because they're so nutritious and delicious, we should be living longer lives, more productive lives. So I would think less people would die and the population would go up, but not according to Mr. Gates in the TED Talk 2010. Now, I've got loaded phone lines here, folks, and only about 3 minutes left in this segment. So I'm going to take a few callers here, and then on the other side, Bill Gates and TED Talk. And you're the problem. We're the parasites on this planet. No, we're what make this planet good. Humanity does it right, folks. Let's go to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Thank Ronnie. You, sir.
Yes.
Yes. Rejoice. Climategate is dissolving, yet while addressing the Austin City Council the other day about the poisonous fluoride sludge they pay big bucks for and shove down our throats, and of course about InfoWars and also about OBGYN Dr. Ron Paul's ongoing revolution of love for liberty in our sacred constitution, amazingly some other guy got up there and he got to keep up this cover-up about Climategate. And he kept carrying on about the hogwash, about global warming and everything, you know, here in liberal Austin, Texas. And revealingly, once he was through, nobody clapped. proving to me, you know, even these liberals for the, you know, Climategate idiocy, they're starting to realize that they've been played for fools. Thanks to those pesky emails, you know, about global warming.
Well, we have to watch ourselves because the New York Times is printing this Al Gore op-ed piece. We can't wish away climate change. And he whitewashes the entire issue of Climategate. Let me read you a little subsection here. Okay? And this is what's very disturbing to me. It is true that the climate panel published a flawed overestimate of the melting rate of debris-covered glaciers in the Himalayas and used information about the Netherlands provided to it by the government, which was later found to be partly inaccurate. No, you're being more than dishonest in this statement. What is really true is they didn't just overestimate the melting rate of debris-covered glaciers. They used a mountain climber's photographs as the proof that these glaciers were melting in the first place. There was no science done whatsoever. No one was taking any actual statistics. Nobody. Zero. Zip. Zilch. He then goes on to say, in addition, email messages stolen from the University of East Anglia in Britain showed the scientists besieged by an onslaught of hostile make-work demands from climate skeptics who may not have adequately followed the requirements of the British Freedom of Information Law. So he will not actually address what's in the emails. He won't address that Michael Mann and Phil Jones especially, emailed each other about how there has been no global warming since 1998, and that was in 2005, and now they've come clean and said there has been no man-made global warming whatsoever in the past 13 years. Then Bill Gates goes to TED Talk, and his opening premise is the temperature is rising, and man-made global warming is to blame. You see what he's trying to do here, folks? He's trying to demonize those that blew the whistle, demonize those that had this thing explode in the international and national press. The people that exposed the truth are the bad guys to Al Gore as he backhandedly stabs us all in the chest. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution. 'Cause I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man revolution.
Yeah! We are back. It's the Info Word with Jason Burmess. As I wrap up, we can't wish away climate change as Al Gore clings to the rope of lies as he tries to pull himself up as a propped up leader to save the world from man, bear, pig. Here he is, Al Gore in all of his glory. And again, you see what they try to do? They try to demonize the whistleblowers, the people that really want the real information out there. Because if this had not leaked, I would still have my, you know, liberal, well-meaning friends telling me, you know, Burmess, you're just so crazy when you talk about climate change not being real. Yeah, right, Burmess, you and your conspiracy theories. Now I just go right to the emails. In a month, I'll be able to point to my film Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, tell them to go check out the Copenhagen climate change section, and the evidence is right there in front of their face. But again, Al Gore and others want to demonize the whistleblowers. Stolen emails from East Anglia. He won't talk about the content of the stolen emails. He won't talk about the content beyond the stolen emails. He won't talk about the source data being dumped so nobody could peer review it. He'll just say it's all real. Pay your carbon credits to Al Gore. All right, let's go right to Bill Gates propagating the same ideals, the same information over at TED 2010. Here's the equation. People are the problem. Reducing our CO2 to zero somehow, even though he admits, you know, we produce something like 5 to 20 tons of CO2 each year. How are we going to get that down to zero? Bill Gates is here to tell us. Hit the clip. Oh, we love you, Bill.
I'm going to talk today about energy and climate. And that might seem a bit surprising because my full-time work at the foundation is mostly about vaccines and seeds, about the things that we need to invent and deliver to help the poorest 2 billion live better lives.
Let's stop it right there.
But
vaccines and seeds are going to save the third world. We're going to save the poorest of the poor with Bill Gates, vaccines, and seeds. But now I want to take you into another eugenics direction, folks. I want to talk about carbon dioxide. Hit that clip.
Energy and climate are extremely important to these people. In fact, more important than to anyone else on the planet. The climate getting worse means that many years their crops won't grow. There'll be too much rain, not enough rain. Things will change in ways that their fragile environment simply can't support. And that leads to starvation. It leads to uncertainty. It leads to unrest. So the climate changes will be terrible for them.
Let's stop it right there. This is almost word for word the same thing that Ted Turner said before Charlie Rose, except for that Ted Turner said that we were all going to become cannibals and live in a failed state like Somalia. Let the fear-mongering continue.
So the price of energy is very important to them. In fact, if you could pick just one thing to lower the price of to reduce poverty, by far you would pick energy. Now, the price of energy has come down over time. Advanced civilization is based on advances in energy. The coal revolution fueled the industrial revolution. And even in the 1900s, we've seen a very rapid decline in the price of electricity. That's why we have refrigerators, air conditioning. We can make modern materials and do so many things. And so we're in a wonderful situation with electricity in the rich world.
Let's stop it right there. In the rich world, folks, if you didn't have PrisonPlanet.tv and you didn't see this graph, first of all, it's very deceptive. It shows you from 1900 till modern day, and it spikes down, and then it kind of just waves slowly and still goes down. But the price of electricity in the past 25 years has shot up. It's doubled, if not tripled, in some communities. But Bill Gates ain't telling you about that. He won't tell you about that. That's the economy for the rich. That's the plutonomy we discussed earlier in the program. Let's continue.
But as we make it cheaper, and let's go for making it twice as cheap, we need to meet a new constraint. And that constraint has to do with CO2. CO2 is warming the planet. And the equation on CO2 is actually a very straightforward one. If you sum up the CO2 that gets emitted, that leads to a temperature increase. And that temperature increase leads to some very negative effects.
Let's stop it. He puts up CO2, temperature increase, negative effects. Let's start with CO2. There is no evidence that CO2, the life force of plants here on Earth, which we deal with every day in our human lives, causes any kind of temperature increase and then negative effects. So he starts with a false premise. Wait till you see the next equation where people are the problem.
Effects on the weather, perhaps worse, the indirect effects in that the natural ecosystems can't adjust to these rapid changes, and so you get ecosystem collapses. Now, the exact amount of how you map from a certain increase in of CO2 to what temperature will be and where the positive feedbacks are, there's some uncertainty there, but not very much. And there's certainly uncertainty about how bad those effects will be, but they will be extremely bad.
Stop it right there. There is uncertainty about how bad these effects will be, but there will certainly be very bad. So they have no idea what the effects might be because they haven't happened yet, and we haven't had global warming for the past 13 years. That is Bill Jones, Mr. Global Warming.
okay? Phil Jones, Mr. Global Warming, Mr. I thought I was going to kill myself after those emails leaked, admitting no climate change, no temperature increase for the last 13 years. And then he gets up here and admits they're uncertain of the effects of the climate change that isn't happening, but it's going to be very bad. Oh, it's going to be so bad. Clip.
The top scientists on this several times. Do we really have to get down to near zero? Can't we just, you know, cut it in half or a quarter? And the answer is that until we get near to zero, the temperature will continue to rise. And so that's a big challenge. It's very different than saying, you know, we're a 12-foot high truck trying to get under a 10-foot bridge and we can just sort of squeeze under. This is something that has to get to zero. Now, we put out a lot of carbon dioxide every year, over 26 billion tons. For each American, it's about 20 tons. For people in poor countries, it's less than one ton. It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even...
Let me just stop it right there. They have a graph here of CO2 increase from 1855 to 2009, and apparently before 1855, CO2 just didn't exist. Somehow plants were breathing something else. What kind of jackassery, what kind of moron would buy into this? Oh, this is the guy that brought us the Windows operating system. We have to bow down. This is the guy that brought us the Xbox 360. He's getting my nipples hard. I love him so much. Meanwhile, we've got a graph saying there's no CO2 before 1855. Thank you, Bill Gates. Let's continue.
So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people,
Stop.
The services.
There it is. CO2 equals people. People. See, you can't get to zero CO2 if you have people on the earth. Gonna be awfully tough to get to that zero marker, Bill, while you're breathing, buddy. So again, CO2 equals people, and then he's gonna tell you services per person, then energy, and carbon dioxide. Hit the clip.
Each person's using on average the energy on average for each service and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero.
Stop it right there. Do you understand what he just said? One of these numbers is going to have to get to zero. Well, since people are the ones using the energy, it seems like the people are going to be the ones going down to zero. Then he reveals himself in the next 90 seconds that somehow vaccinations and healthcare and education are going to reduce the population. Healthcare and quote-unquote vaccinations that are supposed to be good should extend your life. Shouldn't they, Bill? Hit the clip.
Back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population.
And it's funny to these people.
The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we
stop it right there. I want you to bring it back to where it was before. Did you hear that, people? Population and people are the problem. We have to reduce something to zero. We have a population of 6.8 billion, which will probably go to 9 billion unless we vaccinate, unless we educate in third world nations. Then we can reduce the population by 10 or 15%. Let's talk about 10 to 15% of 6.8 billion people for a moment. Do you know what 10 to 15% actually means? Huh? Do you get an idea? Do you have any clue whatsoever? We're talking about possibly over 100 million deaths the first year. Then maybe they'll go with a billion, huh? How about taking out 2 billion? Ted Turner's on record saying, hey, 350 million for the world. Then he gets confronted by We Are Change in 2008. And instead of $350 million, no. That's not Ted Turner. That's not me. I go by the United Nations numbers. I think 2 to 3 billion is a good number. Really? So 2 out of every 3 human beings currently on the planet has to die for Ted Turner, the guy who owns more land and acreage than anybody else on the planet. We have to die so this man can have some kind of an astute mustache power. I don't get it. I'm not bowing down to the owner of the Atlanta Braves. It's not my thing. To the founder of CNN, this huge propaganda network, where they found the CIA embedded in 2000 and said, oh, don't worry, they're just interns. They're just interns. All right, I'm going to take this opportunity to go back and take some callers here. We got loaded phone lines. Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I would like to clarify something about this Deborah Medina thing. I would support her regardless, but I'd be very clear that all we ask for is an honest debate. My moral ultimatum is either indict bin Laden, because we have a legitimate body of evidence that he carried out 9/11, which we don't, or indict the criminals in the government and the media that lied to us. Because even if it was a completely third party, they lied to us about who did it if they don't have evidence. But basically what you said is we're a cult. I went to a cult awareness conference back in the early 90s, and Dr. Paul Martin gave a presentation of the psychology of cult manipulation tactics. And what he explained is they don't typically kidnap people or hold them against their will. What they do is they maintain a delusion. The group knows what's best for you, and we're doing it all in your best interest. And they have these various manipulation tactics, like using loaded language like conspiracy theory and paranoid. You know, you're paranoid because you look at the evidence and follow where it leads. Mm-hmm. And then they maintain a pressure tactics and you know, it's like we love you as long as you comply with our norms. And the whole point of it all is you're free to think in any direction that isn't contrary to what we approve of. So, basically, when they refer to us as being a cult, I'm saying we're not the ones avoiding dealing with the facts. You are, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And let me say this about the cult comments. I am part of zero cults. I've never been part of a cult in my life. I was raised as a Protestant and a Methodist. I went to church every Sunday. I went to Sunday school as well. Church was a big part of my life as a kid. Now, I went away from that as a teenager and an adult. So I am extremely insulted when somehow the facts of 9/11 are misconstrued into some kind of a religious belief system and one with such a negative connotation as a cult. So I do take that personally, and I personally didn't enjoy those comments whatsoever. Appreciate the call, Mark. Let's go to Jerry in Georgia. Jerry online.
Jason, I got defects breathing down my neck because I'm not giving my children fluoridated water. Defects actually came over to my house because my wife had told them that I was not giving them tap water because fluoride is poison. So now they want to give me a 5-panel drug screen because of this. I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy when CPS or social services can come into your home because you don't want to feed your child poison. How insane is it that this man cares for his kids, wants them to drink unfluoridated water, and then the wife goes and calls CPS or social services on the husband, on the father, and they come and pay you a visit, and they say, look, you're going to poison your kids. And that's why they want to break up the family so badly. They love playing parents off against one another, children against their parents. It works out great for the state because then they can divide and conquer and put in these ridiculous regulations where fluoride is in every water system and you're a kook for saying you want it out. That's the country we currently live in. We can't deal with hardcore realities like fluoride, like 9/11 truth, like the war never ending, like domestic wiretapping everyone through your cell phone, through your computer. The track, trace, database system has been here for years and no one seems to care. No one seems to mind. Everyone just goes about their regular business as if it's not happening. Well, I got news for you, folks. It is happening and it's time to step up to the plate and try to knock one out of the park on so many of these issues, whether it be your child being spied on from his school's teachers through the computers that you buy with your tax dollars, that you send laptops home with your kids and then all of a sudden they can hack into them, to the hidden cameras in the school bathrooms, in the showers, standing up to the fluoride in the water, the chemtrails in the air, the war that's taking your sons, daughters, cousins, aunts, uncles, and using them as cannon fodder in their own words. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
That we have not tackled yet. Pennsylvania man dies when 911 calls unheeded with her boyfriend in severe abdominal pain. Sharon Edge called 911 for an ambulance on the early morning hours of February 6th. It's out of Pittsburgh, by the way, where the G20 was. Heavy snow was falling, so heavy it would all but bring a standstill to the city. However, when you call 911, you expect some kind of a response. Not just, help is on the way. Nearly 30 hours later, we're talking more than 24 hours later, no such help arrived. They called 10 more times. 10 more times. 4 911 calls to them and at least a dozen calls between 911 and the paramedics. The electricity was knocked out, the heat was off, and the 50-year-old former steelworker waited huddled beneath blankets on his sofa where he later died. Talk about a system that's broken. A 911 system that's supposed to come and save your life. You call over 10 times in over a 24-hour period. They tell you help is on the way and you have to sit there and watch your loved one die as you can do nothing. That's the system. And if healthcare reform is passed, healthcare reform, I have some idiot on my Facebook who, you know, I take in just about anybody. Right now I'm at the limit of 5,000 people with about 800 waiting, but people drop out, so I keep adding and adding unless they abuse the privilege and they start posting some Johnny nonsense or some hate or just some ridiculousness. This guy posted, oh, we need Obamacare. I went to his page. He seemed like one of those lefties that is trying to do the right thing, knows about 9/11 truth, but just can't understand for some reason that this healthcare bill is a extra tax on all Americans, is not going to provide healthcare for anyone, and will create more death panels. We've already got death panels in this country. Insurance agencies already say, you're too old, or we don't think the procedure is going to work. You just need to die. We passed that healthcare bill, let me tell you, it's going to be super nightmare on steroids regarding healthcare. But they're going to play it up in the media like it's the best thing since breakfast. They're going to show you all these op-ed pieces and these local news reports of how now Johnny can go see a doctor and he's from a poor neighborhood and how great everything is and how Obama's system is working. It's not even Obama's system. They've been planning socialized medicine for a long time coming in this country, folks. All right, let's jam in a caller quick. Let's go to Adam in Nevada. What was that? We got Adam? Yeah, Adam, you're on the line.
Mr. Burmis, it's been a long time. How you doing?
Good, sir.
You coming back after your movie's done to a full week lineup?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I guess
just hearing you every week.
Well, you know, I might do the 5-night-a-week program. I don't know if I want to do 3 hours a night from 9 to midnight, which is 10 to 1 Eastern time. I guess I'm going to drop the news here on the show. You know, following the release of Invisible Empire, I will continue to be doing a show, whether it's once a week or 5 nights a week. I haven't really decided yet, but I am going back to New York. So I'm going to have to arrange it somehow where I'm able to broadcast from New York. I do have the equipment, but then I have to see who's going to be here because it will be broadcast, obviously, through Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. No word yet if we're going to be able to do a video feed like we've been doing for the show. I obviously would like to, but we're going to have to see. We'll have a lot of these announcements coming up in the next couple weeks, not only on my program, but the Alex Jones Show. With the release of Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, we'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Go check us out over at Infowars.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633
or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
The second hour of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Before I go through some more of my news stacker here, I want to remind people we do have Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies, shipping before everybody else out there and at a discounted rate, normally $24.95 on the shelves. You'll get it for $19.95, and you will also get a movie of your choice for free. That's right, for free. You can either get Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings, or you can get my film, Loose Change Final Cut, a two-hour documentary which really exposes the lies behind 9/11, really goes over all the physical anomalies regarding Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the Pentagon, World Trade Center Towers 1, 2, and 7, and so much more. So get your order today. And I'm, again, three chapters into this Jesse Ventura bonanza. I got through the FDR chapter where they're talking about Smedley Butler and the attempted coup d'etat involving interests from J.P. Morgan and the Harrimans in conjunction with Prescott Bush, the grandfather of former President George W. Bush and father of H.W., Mr. New World Order himself. A perfect storm is brewing for the IPCC. The emerging errors of the IPCC's 2007 report are not incidental, but fundamental, says Christopher Booker. The news from Sunny Bali that there is to be an international investigation into the contact of, into the conduct of the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and its chairman, Dr. Rajanda Pachauri, would have made front page headlines a few weeks back. But while Scotland and North America are still swept by blizzards in their worst winter for decades, there has been something of a lull in the global warming storm. After 3 months when the IPCC and Dr. Pachauri were themselves battered by almost daily blizzards of new scandals and revelations, and one reason for this lull is that the real message of all scandals has been lost. See, in this, they're admitting that with this lull, with the media not covering it as much, the steam that we once gained is now fading out. We have to keep hammering on this issue. They want to tax us despite the evidence. If you read that first draft of the IPCC, which again is in Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, the almost 200-page document for a high-level government facility to be created and then funded by cap and trade taxes, failed. It failed. Failed flat on its face with these emails leaking out literally a week before the conference. However, they signed a much broader accord, a three-page accord, which they will try to expand on because they have another high-level panel. They just don't call it government in this document that they're going to create. And just like the European Union, they will give it more power and more power and more power until it's ultimately legitimized in the minds of the public midgets out there. And I'm not talking about short people. I'm talking about the mental midgets out there that just can't wrap their heads around an email that clearly states that there has been no global warming for over 7 years. But that's not scientifically, statistically significant. Don't worry. And don't worry. You don't need the raw data. You don't need to see what's really going on. Good people like Bill Gates will tell you that we are the problem and that vaccinations are going to save the world from people. Vaccinations are going to save the world from people. These people must get together and just have the biggest laughs. I mean, they must be patting themselves on the back when Warren Buffett's riding around in a jet with Bill Gates. They are such suckers. I can't believe they go for it.
Hey, Buffett, let's have a money fight. Sounds great, Gates. And they just take out the wads of hundreds and just start whipping them at each other. And they're like,
we'll be back after this. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes. Go check us out over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
It's InfoWar with Jason Burmes. We're going to go straight to your calls as people have been holding for quite some time. 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. If you want your voice to be heard this hour on the InfoWarrior, let's go to Mike in Iowa. Mike, you're online.
Hey, Jason, this is Mike. I sent you those two Franklin scandal books way back when in the day, and I found out what I'm going to do with your new movie coming out on the 15th of April.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to at least get two copies, one for Senator Tom Harkin, and I'm going to give him a copy of The Franklin Scandal to go with it, because, well, if they can't read the book, they can watch the movie.
And let me say this about that book. That book has about a 45-page bibliography where they are just the raw documents. Now, oh, yeah. I didn't use anything directly from that book. However, some of the scans are from some of the Washington Times articles. There's not just that one that shows, you know, that big cover that says homosexual VIP prostitution ring in Bush Reagan White House. That's the big one everybody sees, but they actually kept up on the story for about 2 months. And it really intertwined with Barry
Barney Frank and his live-in lover slash male prostitute slash guy running a prostitution ring that was connected to this same prostitution ring out of his apartment in D.C. That gentleman's name is Stephen Gobi. So I totally and completely recommend the Franklin scandal. I hope people check it out because it really is, Mike, the next level in research from the original Franklin cover-up book.
The reason why that I'm going to give that to the senator is that I'm also going to give it to the Governor Culver, you know, copy your movie and the book, is because Johnny Gosch was kidnapped in 1982 while trying to deliver the Des Moines Register newspaper, and people just stopped delivering the newspaper when they were kids. They wouldn't let their kids do that anymore. And that started a time in 1982 when things really changed during, you know, when the Reagan-Bush, right in that time.
That is true. And people don't understand, Mike, people do not understand that there are tens of thousands of children every year in this country that disappear and poof, they're gone forever. There really is no investigation. There is nobody that cares. Why is that? Where are these kids going? Why don't we prosecute at the highest levels pedophiles? Why is it that priests get away with what they do? Why is it that we have a documentary out there called Deliver Us from Evil, where a sadistic priest pedophile is the main character and he's not in jail? There's this really spooky, disturbing part where they're talking to him and he's outside of a playground filled with children. He admits on camera that he's actually starting to get turned on. I wanted to puke in my mouth. I think I did puke in my mouth a little. There's a reason, because some of these people at the top are into child pedophilia. They like to have sex with young boys and girls as though it's a sport. Could there be anything more revolting? Could there be anything more morally decadent and repulsive? I think not. Appreciate the call, Mike. We got to move on. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. Julio, you're on the line.
Jason, how are you this evening, sir?
Good, good.
All right, maybe something, I don't know if you can add this to your movie or not, but alternative features for 2025, security planning to avoid surprise, Air Force white paper, April 96, Chapter 4, it's a future world called Zaibatsu. I'll spell it out, Zaibatsu, and I'll read a quote from it. It's a Japanese term for family corporation held together by economic bonds. But in this world, it means much more. It's dominated by corporate and economic interests. Multinational corporations have become extremely powerful and have loosely bonded together to serve their financial interests. And, you know, it just talks about maximizing their profits for managed growth. And you know, it's just really manipulating the world power grid. And they talk about also they couldn't predict the 2009 influenza vaccine that's going on right now. This is in 1996. This is April 96.
Mm-hmm. And well, okay, when they repeat the same script over and over and over and over and over again, it's not a surprise that they're able to predict things like the influenza outbreak that really never happened. Okay. What we had was a three type of flu virus, a combination of bird flu, H5N1, pig flu, H1N1, and human flu virus that they just lied and said magically happened. Just magically happened. And then they said you needed to be vaccinated for swine flu just like they did back in 76. Then the same problems of Guillain-Barré and much, much more occurred. Thank God the majority of the public did not buy into this fear-mongering. I don't think I'm going to be able to include that document, but just today I put in this CIA document where they talk about being the CIA in the New World Order, and it's all about the CIA up until 2015. It's a document wrote in February of 2000, but I can guarantee you there's plenty of documents. There's over 100 New World Order quotes in the film, many of which are not on YouTube, are not in any other picture, our original research. And I cannot wait to release this thing. I can't wait to put out another trailer. And I need all of your support out there. I need you to get the links to people. I need you to make this a big hit on YouTube because I'm hoping that Invisible Empire does for the quote unquote patriot movement and the term New World Order what Loose Change did for 9/11 conspiracies and the 9/11 truth movement. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Carl in Houston. Carl, you're on the line.
Hey, man. How you doing there?
All right.
Look, I had a couple things I wanted to, and actually about three things. One, I know Lindsay was on the show a few days ago, Lindsay Williams, and after I bigged him up, I was quickly taken off. I couldn't ask my question, but I think it was kind of like a question response. And one of the things that I wanted to mention was I know that Alex has had this question that he's repeatedly said on the show that I'm wondering why this information is getting out, why they're allowing you or someone like Jesse Ventura to get the, you know, the information out and why the show has been allowed to be on air.
Are we talking about like the Alex Jones show? Hold on. Are we talking about like the Alex Jones show and this show here, The Info Warrior, why it's allowed to exist?
Yeah. And also, for example, let's say the Jesse Ventura show, the conspiracy theory show. And I'm like, well, if what Lindsay said about their corrupt way of doing their handlings, all these elite, but yet in their creed, they have to get the information out. Wouldn't you think this would be one of those ways to get the information out? Just tell people so they look at it and go, yeah, that's crazy. Well, all the while, this is really true. And they think that.
Let me just stop you for a second, Nate. Why do they allow this information to get out? What are they supposed to do? I mean, they take out an Alex Jones. They kill a Jason Burmess. Somebody else pops up. You know, you can't just kill every single messenger. You can try to discredit them in the media. You can try to have infighting. You can try to have other people attack them. You can use COINTELPRO methods. But the bottom line is there's always going to be somebody who goes through the mainstream media, which Alex and I do on a daily basis, and bring you the little snippets of truth that leak through talks like Bill Gates gave at the 2010 TED conference. The IPCC truth, the Plutonomy documents, you know, when these documents are from 2005 and were leaked some time ago. You never heard them until today on the Info Warrior or on the Alex Jones show, but someone like Michael Moore can put them out there and the press still ignores them. So I don't know if the elite really want all this information out there. I just feel like they can't. It's not the 60s anymore. They just can't kill whoever they want. In the days of the lone assassination, it's not the 80s anymore. It's not even the early 90s when they can take out a guy like Gary Webb, who basically exposes the connections between Iran-Contra, drug dealing in Los Angeles, California, and much, much more. I mean, that guy was obviously murdered. I think we're in an era where they can still get away with killing the occasional whistleblower on the inside like a David Kelly, but they could never get away with the outright murder of someone like myself or Alex Jones. And if they were to do that, it would really, I mean, just like in Star Wars, I think it would make us 10 times stronger. So that's my take on that, Nate. Let's go to the next caller. Let's go to who we at? Are we on Carl in Houston? Is that what we got? Oh, did we drop Carl? Cause I'll let him talk if we still had him. I thought we dropped him. We still have Carl? Go ahead, Carl.
I got just two more things to mention real quick. Mm-hmm. Number one, when you get a chance, get on Channel 4. It's a local channel in Nashville, Tennessee. I was dying to get this on so Lindsay would know, and Alex, because they talked about the chipping thing, and it was WSMV.com. It's W, S as in Sam, M like in Mary, V as in Victor.com. That's our local station. Get on the search engine, type in microchip. They have a two-minute article where they had a corporation that was trying to force their employees to get the chip or they'd get fired. And thank goodness there was some state representative, Lynn or something, her name is, to have a bill to force it not to pass through, which was a very encouraging thing to hear. But I just wanted to say that because I know they're doing community to community, county to county. They're just trying to test the waters to see how well people are going to receive this. Obviously, people are bucking it. That's one thing. But you can talk about that there in a moment. But the last thing I wanted to mention is, you know, with Jon Stewart and Jim Cramer, like they did about 8-10 months ago.
Yeah.
Why did they allow him to advertise on the Alex Show? Isn't Cramer part of this?
Yeah, no. You know what? I'll answer that. And Alex actually answered that earlier in the week. It must have been Monday or Tuesday he talked about those ads, or maybe the week before. But yeah, I'm going to answer that question too, because I don't like Cramer being advertised on this network either, especially literally days after he endorsed the Bavarian Illuminati. We'll play that clip for you coming up.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
To address this point about Jim Cramer. Now, literally, Jim Cramer gets on his TV program I think about 3-4 weeks ago, and he starts worshiping Tim Geithner and says, I was disgusted the way that Congress treated Tim Geithner. Isn't it okay for me to say as a commentator every once in a while that the Queen of England, Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, the Trilateral Commission, and the Bavarian Illuminati aren't all bad? Literally, 3 or 4 days later, I'm in my car on the way to work, and I hear, you know, I'm listening to Alex on the way in, I hear, do you like money? I like money. I'm Kramer. And I'm like, how did this get on the air? So I come into work and I say, hey, man, what's going on with this Kramer? And he's like, what are you talking about? And me and Rob Jacobson start telling him about this ad. And he's like, get out of here. So I think it was about 2 days later where he was actually able to hear it on his own show. He was out in the area where the op board is and heard it. And he's like, oh, my God, this is awful. I need to call somebody. And he made sure that our two salesmen didn't sell that. It was a Genesis ad. Now, last week, Alex had Ted Anderson on to explain it. And he said, well, you know, they offered us the money and I put it in there because Alex is getting so big. He literally is one of the top 10 radio show hosts in the country. This information is getting out to a lot more people than you expect. So I'm guessing that these people that are putting these ads out are seeing demographics, or there is always the chance. And apparently on the show, Ted Anderson said that he just re-upped for the ad. So you're probably going to hear him for another month. Again, I want to say this again. That's a Midas Resources Ted Anderson GCN ad. That is not an Alex Jones ad. But Ted makes the point, you know, why not take this guy's money? This is a big sponsor and we're not really endorsing him. Obviously, we want you to invest your money in gold and silver assets, hard currencies, not empty promises. And that's basically what you're going to get with some Kramer online scam program. The question in my mind is this some type of COINTELPRO operation? In other words, literally less than a week after Kramer worships the Bavarian Illuminati, they buy advertising on the program as if we're pro-Kramer. And believe me, this Kramer Illuminati YouTube clips got legs. So did I answer your question, Carl? Because we're going to play this clip coming up.
Yes, you did. And don't forget, can you kind of talk about that chipping thing from WSV? I think WSMV.
Listen, I'll talk about the chip. I'll talk about the chip on the other side of this break, because we are coming up on a break after I play this clip. I'm going to discuss maybe not that one, because I haven't seen that certain clip where they are trying to get people working in a private company. And I've seen similar reports on CNN, a private company to take chips for security reasons and to ensure, instead of you checking in with a punch card, that you're at work. But before we get into the VeriChip and other human implantable microchip scenarios, let's hit the clip of Lord Kramer worshiping the Bavarian Illuminati.
I feel strongly that Geithner, this is AIG, AIG, Goldman, Goldman, and you know what? The Bavarian Illuminati, the Trilateral Commission, Goldman Sachs, and the Queen of England are not all bad.
Wow.
Wow is right. Let's clip it right there. She even goes, wow. I can't believe, wow, and moves forward. She moves forward. She doesn't want to address the fact that the man just worshipped Timmy Geithner, the Queen of England, Goldman Sachs. Oh, yeah. Goldman Sachs is great. They're number one, Kramer. They're great. And then the Bavarian Illuminati. The Bavarian Illuminati, according to most people, don't exist. They never existed, even though they're a historical organization that was able to amass and accumulate deep, deep, deep shadow power in the late 1700s. They were openly persecuted. Some of them were round up, convicted, killed, and imprisoned. But the organization, folks, never went away. They simply disguised themselves as something else. And we've actually got Mark Dice coming up in a half an hour to spend a full hour with us, where we'll discuss that and so much more. On the other side, we're going to be taking your calls from Illinois, New Jersey, Hawaii, Michigan, and much, much more. The number to call is 888-201-2244. And if you want to support this operation, you want to support this program, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. All of my films, all Alex Jones films, all of my episodes of The Info Warrior, as well as Alex Jones Show, all up in the archives there. You get to see so much, including this live broadcast via the web. It's The Info Warrior. We'll be back after this.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years,
we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. I want to remind everybody, we have a free iPhone app. Type in Alex Jones Radio Show or just Alex Jones. Get the free app. The Info Wars one is not ours. Let me repeat that one. The Info Wars app is not ours. We are not charging for apps. I am listening when I want, where I want, with the iPhone. Use their technology against them. Lord knows we have to. In my stack, I forgot about this one, but I want to go over it really quick. I hope I can find it. Apple has now admitted it uses child slave labor. Yay! Child slave labor. All right. Not pioneered by Walmart, but perfected by them and used by Apple. Child slave labor. The only way to go when a profit is all you care about. Where is this? I've got to find it. Let's see. So much news over here. Massive head of Pharaoh. That's not it. Starbucks, the offensive. Autism. IMF new currency. You know what? I must not have printed it, guys. Can you bring that up for me there, Ryan? Bring it up and print it. Just type in Apple uses child labor, and I'm sure it'll come up. Man, I see, this is what happens when you pick up over 35 stories. The one that you want, you don't have in front of you. And it is an important one. I also have this one where Microsoft is accusing Google of antitrust practices. And it is probably guilty of that, but it's also kind of like the pot calling the kettle black, as Microsoft is heavily embedded with illegal antitrust methods. And they always have been. People forget. There it is. Apple admits using child labor. Apple has admitted that child labor was used at the factories that build its computers, iPods, and mobile phones. Yes, folks. That great company, Apple, that you love so much, uses the child slave labor. Let's go to our next caller, Joe in Illinois. Joe, you're on the air. Yes, sir. We got Joe?
Exposing the lies of Bill Gates and Ted Turner there.
Okay.
Enjoyed that. But I got to give Al Gore some credit for inventing the Internet, though, because without that, I wouldn't be able to tune in to you and Alex, and there's other shows out there I enjoy, the Freeman and Jim Hallett and
well,
we should
give it up to Lord Gore for giving us this internet. What do you think about that speech by Gates? It's pretty amazing that they just openly come out in front of crowds of people and discuss backhanded population control to applause. It sickens me, Joe.
Well, during Obama's speech, his State of the Union address, when he mentioned, oh, despite overwhelming, they were laughing, not just Republicans, Democrats, Obama, they all chuckled. Oh, that's a good one. Global warming. They're all laughing at it. So, yeah.
They're laughing all the way to the bank, Joe, and that's the bottom line. I appreciate the call. You know, Ryan just brought this to my attention. I knew this. Other than Current TV, which Al Gore is the founder of, and that's heavily embedded with Google itself. Google has its own little side commercials during Current TV. He's also on the board of Apple, where slave labor brings you the best technology. Yay. Isn't that great that like an 8-year-old Indonesian kid is the guy that put together your iPhone? You have no idea how it works. Some 8-year-old Indonesian kid is sitting there just like, no problem, whittling away. On the assembly line, let's go to Brian in New Jersey. Brian, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. It's good to talk to you, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, We Are Change just had a great meeting of the minds, all the different chapters from North America to Canada to Europe. We just had a great meeting using a program called Mumble, and we're already trying to improve our street actions right now.
Well, We Are Change has really been at the forefront of citizen journalism and activism, and it's definitely got the establishment shook up this year alone, getting more and more play on stations like NBC, ABC, CBS, mainline top three stations, now having to legitimize an organization that is truly grassroots, that does care about the truth, that hasn't been compromised by Fox News and their wicked overlords. So I applaud what you're doing, Brian. Keep it up. And I know that We Are Change is one of the many vehicles towards the restoration of the United States and the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Let's go to Kaleo in Hawaii. Kaleo, you're on the air.
Aloha, Jason.
Hey.
Hey, aloha.
Yeah? We lose him?
No, Jason.
Yeah. What's up, man? Come on, you're breaking up on the phone. All right. I got to let you go, man. I'm sorry you waited for an hour, but when I can only hear every other word, I don't know what kind of phone you were on or whatever, but when I can only hear every other word, folks, got to get to the next caller. Let's go to Dave in Michigan. Dave, you're on the line. The call-in number is 888-201-2244. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Jason, love your show, man.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm just a blind guy here in Michigan, and I think I got it figured out. Mikhail Gorbachev created algal warming, which causes a poison, noxious algorbin dioxide, and the only way to save the planet is with a Gorehouse gas tax.
Sounds good to me, my friend, since it's all about a new world order anyway, and Gorbachev is one of those Cold War relics, if you will, that was promoting a new world order back in the days of H.W. Bush and continues to promote a new world order to this day. I've got a couple Gorbachev clips from 06 and 08 out of C-SPAN where he's calling for a new world order. They may or may not make the montage end credits of Invisible Empire, a new world order defined, slated to be released tax day, April 15th. I thank you for the call, Dave. All right, let's hit some news. Apple admits using child labor, 15-year-olds worked in factories. At least 11 15-year-old children were discovered to be working last year in three factories which supply Apple. The company did not name names of the offending factories or say where they were based, but the majority of its goods are assembled in, you guessed it, China. Everybody loves Red China. That's why we said, hey, Empire State Building, how would you like to be done up in the Chinese colors of communism and Mao for the 60th anniversary? Yeah, all right. Symbol of American freedom and greatness. Let's turn it into a Chinese communist dictatorship. Yeah. Woo! Top notch. We couldn't have done it better. And that's just the society we live in. There's a reason that everybody's saying that China is the big problem. Well, China really is a big problem. When you have a militarized police state where you're guilty until proven innocent, where you have a one-child policy, you have problems. Where you have slave labor, where families live in what amount to dorm rooms and can barely scrape by working 14 to 20 hours a day. Is that the society you want? Well, that's a society that's competing against ours right now. And as they move towards westernization, as they put on the blue jeans and drink the Coca-Cola, we accept the one-child policies, the new taxes, the draconian legislation, and the military police state. And we're moved into 14 to 20-hour work days. We're moved into no benefits. We're into the state is our leader. We're no longer a constitutional republic for and by the people. No, we have emperors and dictators. That's what we need to save the world. That's what we need in this country. Ken in New York, you're on the line. Yes, Ken. We got Ken? I see Ken.
They're down in Austin.
I'm sorry, man. I missed all that. They just brought you up. Repeat yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to put it off speakerphone. Just wondering how Austin was treating you. I've got an interesting information about Joe Stack.
Okay, go ahead.
I wonder if you'd run by Rob Dew, and maybe he'd know if he'd have any cause to be in the governor's mansion down there in Austin.
Why, he was in the governor's mansion? When was this?
Well, there's a video up that someone, and you can do this yourself, someone took his cell phone number off of a Google image that was, from his website.
Okay.
And if you just type in YouTube, Joe Stack and the Texas Governor's Mansion, you'll find it. But they've tracked his cell phone number from his site and gotten GPS coordinates. And what do you know? It's Texas Governor's Mansion.
That is very odd. I would say email that information to robd@infowars.com. I know that he is finishing up his film. Douglas's and Jones's film, Police State 4. So I don't know how much news he's getting out there. What's the other tip line there, Ryan? Do you know?
646-444.
No, not that line. I'm talking about the tip email. Tips@infowars.com.
Show tips@infowars.com.
Send it there, Ken. We'll see what we can do. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Brian in New York. Brian, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
You dropped the bomb. I mean, you said you're leaving Texas.
It's true.
Back up
is that a huge bomb to drop?
Oh, man. The walls have stopped shaking in my apartment.
Hey, man, you know, my entire family, obviously the majority of my friends are out in New York. I've done over a year here. Came last February. In fact, I've been here about a year and a week, and I've only been able to go to New York a few times during the year. It's going to be nice to be able to see my family and friends when I want to, instead of just working all the time. You got to understand, I get so absorbed by this stuff, folks. I literally, in the past year, if you took away the times that I went out on assignment, because I went to, I went to D.C., Philadelphia, did a week out in California and Pittsburgh this year on assignment for InfoWars and Prison Planet. If you took all those away, I maybe was not in the office 5 days this year. I wasn't here on Christmas. I can make that for sure. I was here on Thanksgiving. I was here on Christmas Eve. I was here the day after Christmas. I was here New Year's, folks. Jason Burmes didn't party on New Year's. So this is a real tough job to take. I mean, you're here every single day, especially when you're working on a film project. I can't tell you how much work you have to put in when it's you and another guy putting together a 2-hour film. So I'm going to go back to New York. I'm going to keep doing this show, whether it's weekly or nightly. I'm not sure yet. We kind of got to hash that out and see what times work and when we can get people in here, when we're going to be able to take calls, all that good stuff. But I'm definitely not retiring or resigning from the info war, my friend. Anything else, Brian?
What are you going to do when you're here?
What do you mean when I'm back in New York? Well, I'm going to try to do this radio show. I'm probably going to try to work on another film project. I've mentioned on this program that I've wanted to do an MK Ultra project for quite some time called Mind Controlled, and expand from not only the MK Ultra documents into the Jonestown situation, but kind of modern day mind control as well in the wrap up, but more of a history of mind control picture. I'm into these history movies, so you can have kind of an established timeline of why people are concerned with these things, these issues, and what they are exactly. Anything else, Brian?
Yep, I was just so you're going to be in the upstate New York area?
Oh yeah, I'm in Oneonta. You know, I'm nowhere special. I kept my place all year. I rented my place in New York and in Texas so that when I went home, I actually had my apartment. And in case I did want to go back to New York, which I suspected I would have a year ago, because again, I got a big family. Okay, my mom's side is Italian. All my aunts and uncles, except for maybe one in Hawaii and one in California, are all out there. And I miss my little niece, Isabella. I got to go to her 5th birthday party. That was great. That was in December. But I would like to see her more than once or twice a year. I'm not going to say I'm like her dad or anything, but I do spend an awful lot of time with her since my younger brother, who's, you know, me and him are very, very close, is a single parent and only has her about 4 or 5 days a week. So literally, I'm usually spending 1 or 2 days a week with her, and I can't wait to return to that. Appreciate the call, Brian. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, you're on the line.
Yeah, Jason, thanks for taking my call. Just a couple of quick points of interest I thought I would share. The local public school system here where I am in North Carolina has announced they are a hiring freeze for all positions, including teachers, and they're actually going to let go as many as 700 current teachers currently employed.
Well, now, you know what? Let me stop you there, Frank, because that dovetails into another story that I wanted to cover here on the Info Warrior. In Rhode Island, they let go 88 teachers. That was all of them. As soon as they tried to organize, as soon as they tried to unionize, as soon as they demanded more, as soon as they wanted benefits, they just cut them all. And we're going to see this all over the country because they know that people are longing for jobs. Again, the real unemployment is over 20% in this country. So we're going to be living in an era of temps, perma-temps, and that was in Newsweek, and that was in the Washington Post, Washington Times, and scabs, and reduced salaries. It's by design. Go ahead, Frank.
Also, at the same time as those announcements are going on, Eric Holder, now who's he? Is he the Attorney General?
Yes, he's the Attorney General. He's the Attorney General.
I didn't know if he was the assistant or what.
No, he's the big dog.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He was here in town last week, okay, to speak at the graduating ceremony of the local police department. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're firing teachers, hiring freeze there, letting a whole bunch of them go as the classrooms get more and more crowded. They're hiring 100 more police officers, and Eric Holder himself comes here to speak to the new recruits.
And meanwhile, they're setting up governor's panels of special governors that Obama loves to ensure there will not be a state's rights uprising. Again, this is by design. Eric Holder, as the attorney general, is just as bad as Alberto Gonzalez as the attorney general. He has openly stated that any lawsuits pertaining to government wiretaps and Hepting versus AT&T, which is much broader, be thrown out of court. And they were thrown out of court, then taken to the Supreme Appellate Court and thrown out once again. Open your eyes. Step up to the plate. Let everybody in your neighborhood know the government is tracking, tracing, and databasing your very lives. Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Hello, Jason?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good. Good.
Hey, I had a couple of points, but I didn't know if you noticed, but Bill Maher is back on the air.
Bill Maher actually, wait, we're coming up on a break. I'm going to hold you over, Chris. Bill Maher actually just did a comedy hour before he came back on the air with Real Time. And I'm watching this comedy hour a couple days ago, and he said, when are the people going to get so angry they start killing bankers? I'm going to go over that statement and much more on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
I laughed
We are back. It's the Info Word with Jason Burmess. I want to remind you, if you missed any of the programming, you pick up the podcast following the show over at theinfowarrior.com. And we are on weekly 6 to 9 Central Sundays. We're on the line with Chris in Florida, who was just discussing Bill Maher. I want to make this point very quickly. Bill Maher is back on the air. He just did a comedy special called But I'm Not Wrong. And although most of it is leftist dribble, every once in a while, Maher makes a pretty good point. He says, when are people going to get angry enough to start killing bankers? Now, if Jason Burmess or Alex Jones started talking about the people killing bankers, there would be hit pieces all over. Not a word in the mainstream media about Bill Maher talking about the people killing bankers. And then, of course, he whitewashes it. It's not really the bank's fault. We're greedy and we're bad. I want to get your take on Bill Maher, Chris. Go ahead.
Okay, the one thing that I liked about him was, of course, he was bashing Bush and all that and everything, but then he really showed himself when he dove into the audience and attacked the guy. He said, Building 7, get out of here, you nutcase, and all that. And I really want to take him to task for, well, first of all, I want to say this. Anybody who ever mentions Federal Reserve, he shuts down on his show. Most deaf brought up 9/11 and said it wasn't committed by bin Laden, and he said, oh, get out of here. That's where you lose me. But the thing that I got to really take him to task for, and a lot of patriot shows and stuff and people who talk about the Constitution, is that they always leave out the one fundamental principle, and that is where our rights come from. They come from the Creator. It was that simple premise that no other, you know, article had brought forth before. We have creator endowed rights. If you want to attack the church as an institution, if you want to attach religion as an institution, that's fine. But I think you have to differentiate God from the institution of religion. Mm-hmm. And I think that with people like George Carlin and Bill Maher, who I think are both funny and a lot of times and make good points, I think what they do is they cross the line and they start to, you know, go after God. And our whole system of you know, how we live is our rights are bestowed upon us by the Creator.
Well, let me say this, Chris. You know, Carlin himself, first of all, I enjoy Carlin 1,000 times more than I enjoy Maher. And I used to watch Maher back in the day when he had Politically Incorrect, which was on Comedy Central. However, I would say that Carlin was a little more, I guess, anti-Christian. I would say that Maher is kind of anti-Christian with Religulous. I didn't really enjoy Religulous as much as some of my friends did. I think it's worth watching, but at the same time, it comes from this ludicrous Maher perspective where he's not even really an agnostic. And whether you believe in God or not, these are inherent, I guess you would call them God-given rights, but inherent rights, they're not guaranteed by an article in some piece of paper. They are endowed internally through our Creator, through our human consciousness. And I do think that that is very important to point out. Nobody, no individual, no power such as the state is granting us these rights. They have been endowed to us from humanity itself. Appreciate the call, Chris. Let's go to Mark in California. Mark, you're online.
Hey, how's it going, Jason? I talked to you earlier about the Karl Rove video.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to say one more thing. I was here talking about how easy it is to get out there and do something. And we just had point-and-shoot cameras with a video function, you know, a video editing program on a Mac laptop, really simple, really easy to do. And it only took about 5 or 6 hours just hanging out with some friends. And
how old are you, Mark?
We got a video up on the web.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Exactly. You're a young guy, and you're taking the God-given power within yourself and using it for the greater good. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmess. We can all stand up to the establishment. We can all take on the system. Back after this.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
You and me will all go down in history with a sad Statue of Liberty and a generation that didn't agree.
For the final hour of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, we're going to continue to take your calls and hit up the latest news. But we are joined riding shotgun with us by Mark Dice, who is a major part in my upcoming film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. He is one of the three main interviews, along with G. Edward Griffin and Peter Dale Scott. How are you, Mark?
Would give you the typical, I'm doing okay, but the slavery at my day job and the New World Order is really getting me down. And when that happens, I get creative and I start ramping up the activism. So I'm just brainstorming with some new ideas. I got some things in the works. I'm going to see if I can pull them off. I don't know. But I'm frustrated, as I'm sure a lot of us are, out there. I don't think it's smooth sailing for a lot of us.
Well, I will agree with you there. It is definitely not smooth sailing. And when we have Representative Ron Paul in front of Congress telling everybody that the real numbers are over 20% or 20% unemployment, when we have weekly bank closures and we now have the internal documents of Citigroup where they plainly state that you will not be able to withdraw your money for 7 days. And then we go back to these 2005 plutonomy documents that are in Michael Moore's film Capitalism, where they admit plutonomies, and we're in one, are economies powered by the wealthy, and it is based on the model where the top 1% owns the net worth of all of the rest of 99% put together, as well as riding a gravy train. What are we to expect? When they put out internal documents stating that the rich will continue to get richer and the gap of divide between the wealthy and the poor will get more extensive, what do we expect when we don't hold our public officials' feet to the fire and we allow bailout after bailout after bailout after bailout? What do we expect, Mark?
It's bad news, and I know I'm kind of in my own little world out here in Southern California. I know you have audience all over the country, maybe even all over the world, but out here, out of me and all of my crew, there's really, I hang out with a lot of people multiple ages, but anybody that's under the age of 32, 33, I really know a very small handful of people that own a condo or a home. And these are people, one of them's an engineer. He's actually been unemployed now for a year and he's getting worried, but he was maybe making $130,000 a year as a computer engineer. Another guy is, pretty well off, probably owns a $500,000 house. He's 30 years old. But, I'll tell you, man, Jason, we're probably about the same age. I'm 32 now. Mm-hmm. And it's very frustrating, people in our generation and younger, because I look at the path that we're going down, and maybe it's just Southern California, but I don't see very many people ever being able to own a house or just owning a house in some really dumpy neighborhood full of a lot of illegal aliens and just kind of the neighborhood that that you're used to, you can't afford, or that our parents, raised us in. It's very frustrating. And I don't know if it's all over the country, Austin's a really wealthy city. But San Diego, there's multiple cities out here. You got the rich areas, you got some of the coastal areas, but a lot of the stuff is just normal middle class. And even with the so-called housing collapse, houses are still $500,000. And just imagine what you got to put 20% down to get that. So you're mortgaging you know, $400,000, that your mortgage with property tax is going to be like $4,000 a month. I mean, it's insane.
It is insane, and it is set up so that our generation will not save money. We will always be indentured servants to the banksters out there. They love it. They're cackling at us as they're emptying cities in places like Detroit and all over the country. And I want to come back on the other side and talk about our generation. Because amongst our generation, Mark, of the, you know, 30-somethings, the 20-somethings, even the late teenagers that aren't in college, I would be bold enough to say, forget about 20%, forget about even 30%. Our unemployment rate is somewhere around 40%. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We are on the line with Mark Dice. And before the break, I was talking about my generation, our job security, our future. And I see, Mark, a lot of people who have kind of bought into the college industrial complex. They're willing to go to school until they're 24, 25, 26, sometimes even later. They're not becoming lawyers. They're not becoming doctors. They're looking at like mass comm degrees and things like that. And they feel it's okay that after they're done with their education, that they can live with their parents. And this kind of mentality, I think, has gotten our generation into more trouble than we will even know in the next 5 to 10 years. You still got Mark?
When my parents were our age, when my dad was my age, I think he was married and owned a house and had two kids. And so the ability to do that, and you know, my mom was a stay-at-home mom. My dad, blue-collar guy, lived in a nice neighborhood, took a vacation every year, saw the country. And it's getting to be a lot more difficult because, you know, look, my dad talks about going to a movie cost him a quarter. And thanks to the Federal Reserve and the hyperinflation over the last, you know, 30, 40 years, his 25-cent movie now costs us $10. Mm-hmm. And if that's any indication of what's going to happen in another 10 or 20 years, that we are becoming slaves. And that's why I'm so pissed. That's why I just channel my energy into, you know, just trying to jam up as much of this machine as we can. To try to get us collectively to resist this so that we can live a normal life and not just be slaves. And and I know people are kind of at a loss, and if we just continue down the path, if we shout these fools down, you know, if we just continue to educate people one person at a time, maybe we can reverse this process, but it's getting very frustrating for a lot of us. And I know, and some people think that I just make a lot of money selling books. I have a normal job. I work 50 hours a week. Yeah, I'm a slave just like the rest of us. I just do my books just to try to get the word out, and it's a passion, and it's just something that I can't stop doing. But I think we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I live paycheck to paycheck, and I do live in one of those neighborhoods that you talked about here in Texas that is full of illegals. And until you come and live in a place like Austin, Texas, where because of the complexion of my skin, because I'm a little darker, people sometimes immediately start talking Spanish to me. The woman that cuts my hair speaks no English, okay? I go, I'm serious. I go, uno and two dos, this much on top. And that's the world I live in. You know, I was out mowing my lawn for the first time when I moved out to Texas probably 8-9 months ago. And my neighbor came across the street, seems like a nice guy. I only talked to him a couple times. And he keeps telling me how I can borrow his huaca. And I'm like, man, I have no idea what you're trying to tell me. And he's like, well, you know Espanol. And I'm like, no, I'm not Spanish. I just look a little dark. And he keeps trying to tell me I can borrow his weed whacker. Now, I'm glad that I live in a community where my neighbor is offering me help and assistance in a weed whacker, but I'm a little disappointed that I also live in a community where it's going to be very difficult for me to communicate with my neighbors just based on a language barrier, Mark.
Yeah, it's very sad when, and again, we know this. I mean, I guess sometimes we talk about things as if it's common knowledge to everyone, but I know that your audience is growing more every day and people are at different levels of their understanding. But so this is, you know, a lot of people know this. Some of the new people are starting to maybe figure this out, that this is all part of the design. That's why they leave the borders open, so that we have the illegals flooding in. That's to promote the North American Union, to just continue the globalization so they can have their Amero and united with the one world currency, which now the IMF chief has announced a few days ago that he wants to have. And he joined the chorus of other world leaders. You know,
just before we're about to have another G20, too, Mark. You see how they position themselves? They put out the info slightly before a conference, and then this will be, you know, that won't be the main focus of the conference, this new reserve currency, but it will be the main goal of the conference. It will be the behind-the-scenes motor workings of what this institution is there for, and they're just kind of getting you ready for it now. As the IMF chief suggests, look at new reserve currency. The chief of the IMF said Friday that the organization should reorientate itself to better detect systematic risk to the global economy and quickly step it up with emergency loans when financial crises emerge. And we know since the last G20 in April of last year, they have, instead of giving out dollars, they're giving out SDR units, special drawing rights units, and it looks like they're trying to take that special drawing rights unit and solidify it into a physical currency, Mark.
Well, as you know, the president of Russia, it was either the G8 or the G20 meeting last year, brought out a sample coin of the new one world currency. And, you know, I want to back up a point about, you were talking about City Financial not allowing people to withdraw their money for a week and this and that. So it's a good idea, a couple points on that. It's a good idea. I suggest everybody have a few hundred dollars, depending on what your income is, maybe $1,000 or more, of cash in 20s in small denominations, and just keep it in your safe, stash it somewhere. Because if there is a run on the bank, or if there is a cyber attack, or even if it's a real cyber attack or a false flag attack, just imagine the madness that's going to occur if ATMs and banks and all electronic forms of debt, you know, debits and credit card transactions are going to be shut down for even a week. You know, most people don't have $5 on them. They use their debit card. So I would recommend everybody to go to the bank as soon as possible and withdraw, you know, tens and 20s and stash it away. And also, too, maybe you talked about this. Did you see last, I think it was last Sunday night, CNN ran an entire hour-long show, maybe even longer.
Yeah, the cybersecurity attack. We actually played portions of it because they had actually aired it on Saturday, and they re-aired it on Sunday again and again and again. And talking heads like Chertoff, and I can't remember the other two guys that I recognized in there. Necroponte.
Secretary was there.
Necroponte was there.
The former head of the CIA was there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's so fascinating about that, I mean, we're, you know, covering some stuff again, but what I thought about that is not only was this a phony broadcast and they were fear-mongering, trying to scare everybody into accepting Obama's Cybersecurity Act, but look at the honesty, the phony honesty in their look, because they were just coming up with this stuff off the top of their head like they were in a high school drama class, and you wouldn't be able to tell whether they were being serious or not. These guys were such great actors and actresses that you could see the fear in their eyes. You could hear the emotions in them as if this was actually happening. They were such good liars and actors that you couldn't even tell.
And let me make the point that they pre-positioned themselves to have the National Guard on the streets of America because of this cybersecurity attack, and they would not, let me repeat, would not be under orders from the governor. And the guy literally says, too bad if they don't like it, they're under our control. Federalizing the National Guard in the case of a cybersecurity attack. They come out and openly state, we will have martial law. There will be no states' rights. We are your overlords, Mark.
It was shocking. I can't believe that it wasn't bigger news. I meant to do an analysis on it, but I've just been too busy. But again, I just want to reiterate, you know, people should go maybe search the YouTube clips and watch the CNN simulated cybersecurity emergency. And they had these people were such good liars. They were able to convey such authentic emotion. And so that just goes to show, what do they do on a daily basis when they're lying to us about a real threat that's out there? You couldn't tell. You couldn't tell that they were just playing make-believe, because they seemed completely serious. That's how good of actors these people are.
Well, these people have to lie multiple times on a daily basis, almost to the point where you wonder how much of the truth they actually tell on any given Sunday, how honest they can even be with their families. They're so geared towards lying. They're so geared towards lying. How much honesty could actually spill out of their mouths? Let's take a couple calls. 888-201-2244. We have Mark Dice on the line. What's the latest book, Mark? New World Order, Fact and Fiction, correct? We got that at InfoWars.
Yep, you can get it. It's a lot of current events and current issues. So the previous book, The Illuminati Facts and Fiction, takes a look at all the stuff about the Illuminati secret society, a lot of the history, a lot of the evidence. I go back to the original evidence and original writings from 230 years ago, all the way up to today, separate a bunch of the garbage from some of the exaggerated claims and some people that claim to have been in the Illuminati. So the new one focuses more on the New World Order, the New World Order Facts and Fiction, and so it's a lot of modern issues that are going on, and kind of separate some of the facts from the fiction, and is a great kind of companion for the Illuminati Facts and Fiction.
Excellent, and hopefully it'll be a great companion for my upcoming film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, where we interview Mark Dice, G. Edward Griffin, and Peter Dale Scott as the main proponents in this picture. Can't wait for its release, April 15th. Let's go to Raymond in California. Raymond, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Yes. How are you doing today?
Good.
I was just hearing earlier about your project, including one about MKUltra.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you still believe that they use MKUltra in certain camps out there where they hold prisoners of war, such as
Wait, are you asking me if I still believe that the government engages in psychological warfare tactics against the people and mind control?
Well, yes, because I wanted to know more about the MKUltra. I've been researching a little bit about it. Mm-hmm. And,
all right, well, let me tell you what we know about MKUltra itself. MKUltra, portions of it were declassified during the church hearings, and a lot of them were destroyed. Now, as far as the Mind Control Ultra program continuing to this day, of course it continues to this day. However, it's under a separate name. MKUltra wasn't the only project even back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. They had Artichoke and many others. We'll come back on the other side, discuss that and much, much more with Mark Dice. I believe it's markdice.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get
get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
From another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm gonna take you from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm gonna take you from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm calling to you from another dimension.
We are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. We are joined by Mark Dice of MarkDice.com. He is an author and activist, recently sent Glenn Beck his garbage. You can check that out on YouTube and much more of what Mark has done. We're taking your calls as well. But I want to do a little bit of a news blitz here. Time Magazine, the autism debate. Who's afraid of Jenny McCarthy? And of course, Jenny McCarthy and her boyfriend Jim Carrey have come out against the vaccinations, exposing to a lot of housewives and soccer moms out there that, yes, they do put mercury in the thimerosal and other horrible adjuncts. And, of course, Time Magazine, if you listened to the show last week, was propagating that, oh, autism was never caused by the mercury in the vaccinations. It's all lies and disinformation. But Jenny McCarthy continues to get the word out. And because she's a celebrity, they have to cover her. That's why we need to reach these celebrities in film, in movies, in radio. Musicians can reach millions upon millions. I've got a very small audience compared to Willie Nelson, folks. That's why it's great when we reach out to these celebrities and they then in turn reach out to millions more. Gun fans cheer Starbucks stance on the arm. Basically, Starbucks is standing up for your right to be armed. There are plenty of states out there that have open carry laws, and some businesses say, no, you can't carry that in here. Not Starbucks, so we're giving them kudos for standing up for gun rights. Marines, Afghan troops to stay in Marja. Now, this is where they just had this huge NATO offensive. This is where they ran the propaganda that there's still some kind of a Taliban Al-Qaeda threat in Afghanistan. This is where they are setting you up to be ready to stay in the Middle East long after the Obama administration. And I'd like to talk about that with you, Mark, quickly. Openly, they state we'll have soldiers in Iraq until the end of 2011. And in December of 2011, supposedly we will begin our drawdown and only have 50,000, quote unquote, non-combat troops. But from what I'm seeing by their actions, by these articles, we ain't leaving the Middle East anytime soon, are we, Mark?
No, and I think this is a good opportunity because, as you see, everybody is realizing, the mainstream is realizing Obama is not all that he had promised, that he's backtracking, that his most adamant supporters and admirers are now getting frustrated with him. So I think, you know, it's a good time to still spread the Obama deception all of the republic around it, and to realize now that we've had two of the biggest puppets on the right and on the left that would do the bidding, you know, of really the Illuminati as much as they could. I mean, you can't get much deeper and closer to the core of the Illuminati than Bush, and then the same true with Obama, attending the Bilderberg Group meetings, doing everything that he can to just completely bankrupt the country. And so it's a good time now for us to show that both, okay, yes, the Republicans and the Democrats, they're both a bunch of scum. They are both just mouthpieces for this secret establishment, or, you know, for the invisible empire. And I'm gonna call you back. I'm in the middle of something here. You carry it on. I'll call you back when I get
you. You got it. You got it. You got it. Let's hit up some more news, and then we're going to take some of your callers. We've got Gene, JJ, Randy, Fidel, Marcus, and many others on the line. CERN nuclear team restarts Large Hadron Collider. Operators hope world's biggest atom smasher will reveal some secrets of the universe. And we've been covering this here on the Info Warrior since the inception of the show. We don't think that it is all right that a few people have decided that they are going to try to slam these particles together and create life. Essentially, they're trying to recreate what they believe is the Big Bang. However, critics have said there's a possibility that this could open up a black hole and eventually destroy the planet. I hope those critics are incorrect. Murdoch's hunger for power is a looming threat to democracy. News International's dismissal of a parliamentary report on the News of the World phone scandal just shows their contempt for the law. Folks, Murdoch doesn't care about democracy. He's part of the elite's plutonomy. There's nothing new there. He was part of it under the Bush administration. He's part of it under the Obama administration. He funded both. He's not a good guy. He openly gets up in front of Davos and says that we tried to get people behind the war in Iraq and failed miserably. But we're still there. How does that work? How is that a government for and by the people? How is that representative of how we feel? It's not. We'll be back taking your calls and much, much more on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
I'm on the edge.
my board ops must love this song because we just have to listen to it. All right, turn it off. God, cut it from the list. I want it out, okay? Yeah, exactly. I want it out. I want it off the rotation. It's the only song I get twice a show, and I can't stand it. That's enough, Aaron Lewis. That's enough, Fred Durst. Let's get it out of there. Off the list. All right, we're going to continue with the show. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Key information in my hand. Massive head of Pharaoh unearthed in Egypt. I like to keep up on Egyptology because it is part of the Earth's history, human history. And archaeologists have unearthed a massive red granite head of one of Egypt's most famous pharaohs who ruled nearly 3,400 years ago. The Egyptian Supreme Council of Antiquities announced Sunday the head of Amenhotep III, which alone is about the height of a person, was dug out of the ruins of a pharaoh's mortuary temple in the southern city of Luxor. It amazes me how little we really know about our past and how much is unearthed on a daily basis. So that was interesting. I thought I'd hit that one up. We already went over the head of the IMF proposing a new reserve currency. We went over, we can't wish away climate change with Al Gore. Oh, Al Gore here to save the earth from man, bear, pig. Blaming the weather for high unemployment, snowstorms have repeatedly battered parts of the United States in this winter, making it more difficult to discern returning weakness in the economy from seasonal distortions. Folks, they will put out any piece of propaganda to try to distract you from who's really crushing the economy, the banksters. Blaming it on the weather? What am I, 4 years old? Am I in preschool? The weather's taking out the economy with all these blizzards. Simply ridiculous. All right, let's hit some callers. Gene in Georgia. Gene, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How you doing, sir?
Good, good.
Good. Kudos to you and Mark Dice for your excellent activism. Let's see. I still kind of, you know, y'all are on the winning team, but I'm still wondering about the solution. I'm a little bit perplexed. I think I've got the excellent solution, but
Well, let me say this. I don't think that there's going to be just one solution that's going to get all of our problems. You know, we're going to live in this constitutional republic, this wonderland of humanity, where we're all free and we all have the health care and are provided with what we deserve. We all have a home. We all have a car. I think there's always going to be a struggle between tyranny and freedom, between good and evil. I hope that we can really switch it around so that there is more good, there is more freedom out there than there is evil in tyranny. But I don't know that I have the solution to all the world's woes other than exposing the information, taking action, joining local activist groups, creating your own, running for office, becoming a part of the community, being involved with your family, with your friends, being fearless, really. But let's hear your idea. Go ahead, Gene.
Well, I mean, I've called in, you know, months ago, and my solution is no taxation, period. Mm-hmm. And from what I can discern, that's what the American Revolution was really all about, with the colonial script and the Commonwealth. If you look it up on Wikipedia, that's where you can find some evidence. Mm-hmm. But then I've got other research on that, and we have a 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution to do exactly that, mm-hmm. eliminate all taxation. And so I'm wondering why we can't get more support and more people working on that project.
Well, I think that it's just so hard when you're up against a machine as fiendish, as active as the IRS. And really, the IRS is backed by the banksters. And who's hiring? The IRS is hiring. So I think you do have to pick and choose your battles. I am supporting this national strike that's going on, I believe, from the 15th. To the 17th, where they're trying to have people just not buy anything. We've had that woman call in. But I really do believe, and this is from the bottom of my heart, you know, I'm not trying to be pretentious here. I'm not trying to downgrade what you said. I just really believe that those that take that route and stop paying their taxes put a big red target on their forehead for criminal legal action. And whether it's constitutionally legal or not, they don't care. They'll throw you in a jail cell. Look what happened to Ed and Elaine Brown. You know
what I'm talking about, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about doing that. I'm talking about working on ratifying the 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, whereby instead of taxes being used to pay interest to the international bankers, interest on mortgages and loans would be used to pay all the taxes.
But I'm asking you this. Hold on. I'm asking you this. Is the 28th Amendment – you're saying the 28th Amendment is not ratified. You want to create a 28th Amendment. This would be the next amendment.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm not against that. I think that's a great idea. I just don't know how much support you're going to get against the major banksters. And I got to be honest with you, Gene. I don't even know the process by which I could amend the Constitution or propose an amendment to the Constitution. So I don't know that process. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I think that's a great thing. I would love to see that passed. I just don't know when we live in a world where presidents are selected, when we live in a world where an independent candidate has a shot at the governorship and then they are brutally attacked by the big name in talk radio and news TV, all of a sudden it's over with. I'm not saying don't try. I just don't know the process. And maybe this is the answer. I don't know. Gene, thank you for the call. Appreciate the perspective. Let's jump to JJ in Texas. JJ, you're on the line.
Jason, hey, how's it going? Good to talk to you. I'd like to thank you for the Bill Gates soundbite. He is truly a monstrous, power-grabbing monster, just abysmal. What he said was just abominable. I could not believe it. But he touches on healthcare and vaccines. Okay, we already know vaccines are bad, but this healthcare reform is being debated, fighted. I mean, people are fighting over these few little bits, you know, that are coming out of it. There are three bills. There's a House bill that's 2,000 pages. There's a Senate bill that's 2,000 pages. And then we've got Obama's version now that's, I've heard, 4 pages, and I've heard it's 4,000 pages, and it's on the Internet, and it's like bullet, you know, just little bites of, like, what he wants you to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is they want this health care bill so bad. I mean, we already know that they're doing this. We already know that they're like, invading our lives, you know, in the field of health care. But nobody knows what's in these bills, and they're so huge, and they want it so badly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're buying votes. Pelosi is now saying she'll do anything to do it. I've seen her on TV all day about it. And question here, the question is like, can some of you guys, like, get a hold of those and rip through them line by line and figure out what's in there?
All right, JJ, we did go through the healthcare bill. I remember printing it off myself and going through the subsections. That had to be when it was back in the House. I think we reviewed some of the Senate bill as well. I have no idea what the new Obama proposal is. I have seen the headlines that they're reinvigorated about health care, that they're trying to put together a new bill. As soon as that bill is put into I think it's openhouse.gov or something like that. It's the congressional one. I will print it. I will go through the PDF file. I will look for keywords and phrases, and I will give my evaluation of that bill like I have so many others, from the Give Act to the climate change IPCC agreement to, God, I've gone through so many documents here. It's unbelievable. We will go through that one, I promise you. I appreciate the call. Let's go to our next caller, Randy in Texas. Randy, you're online.
Jason, how are you doing, youngster?
Good.
I'll tell you what, it kind of irritates me that you're so much more ahead of where I was at your age than I am now.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment, sir. I appreciate it.
It is a compliment. Anyway, talking about this little bank holiday thing that they're trying to do,
mm-hmm.
I may be preaching to the choir, but make sure that when this comes up, you've got some cash aside because your cards aren't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Having extra fuel,
mm-hmm.
keep your gas tanks full.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can store a few cans of gas, if you're not living in an apartment, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you know, and more people out there don't have garages, and they can't have the storable food. They can't have the gasoline extra. I would say that on top of what you're suggesting, have a little bit of gold and silver. I personally can't afford gold, but I do have a few silver pieces, and they're in the 10 and 20 denomination, so they're easily transferable. I would also suggest this. If you have your money with Citigroup, get it out tomorrow. Get all of it out tomorrow. If they say you have to wait 7 days, hey, wait those 7 days. You don't want to be doing business with banksters that send out internal memos where they admit the rich will keep getting richer by their model, that we live in a plutonomy, that they're riding a gravy train, and their biggest fear is that the people might fight back with their one person, one vote system. Great caller. Appreciate it, Randy. Let's go to our next Randy in Illinois. Randy, you're online.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
All right.
Yeah, a couple of points. I have a comment, and then I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much with Mark Dyson, what he said earlier, you know, he's not alone. You know, he's not, you know, as far as like with his friends' perspective, as far as like being, you know, graduated out of school and moved on and stuff like that. Trust me, he's not alone. I'm from Chicago, and trust me, the situation is no different here, even though, you know, it's a one in seven chance here in Chicago that you can officially get a job. So, you know, just let them know on that end. On my question, mm-hmm. I just want to know, you know, from, you know, I'm an African American, and I literally stay no more about 2 miles away from where Obama used to live. And, you know, I was itching to the point where I wanted to get one of the socialism or fascism Obama Joker shirts.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you probably would have had in your news stack, you know, a news story about me being lynched by my own kind. You know, but my question is, you know, how would you engage this type of community that pretty much revered this man so much and just
sure.
try to find those diamonds in the rough at the end of the day?
Sure. Well, I got to tell you, before the Obama craze, I was traveling the country with Loose Change Final Cut and even Loose Change Second Edition. And some of the smartest people that I spoke to were Nation of Islam Muslims. I actually spoke at a couple of mosques. These are the bow tie Farrakhan type Muslims. I don't agree with everything Farrakhan has to say, but these people do know about the Tuskegee experiments. They do know about the Kennedy assassinations, JFK and RFK. They understand what happened to Martin Luther King Jr. They're aware of programs like MK Ultra. So they were ultra receptive to 9/11 truth. Now, in 2003, when they started propping Obama up, I started hearing his name again and again, and I would adamantly point out, well, why are they promoting this guy? This guy's still a state senator. So what I tell people is, look at the path that this man was elected through. We have never had a time in this country when we had a president of the United States that served less than a term as a governor, that served less than a term as a congressman or a senator. In fact, the least qualified president prior to Barack Obama was George W. Bush. He'd served just a little over one term as governor, and all of a sudden he's ready to be president. Well, Barack Obama wasn't even a senator when they propped him up with this media machine. And people look at me like I'm crazy. What do you mean he wasn't a senator? He was a state senator. I'm not taking away anything from a state senator, but the bottom line is, if you're in the United States Senate, you're two people per state. You're really part of an elite group of 100 people. An elite group of 100 people. State senators aren't that elite. They're more like your congressman with a little bit less power. They still answer to districts and whatnot. And I will say to them, it's rather alarming to me that before this man won an election in 2004 as a real senator, he was propped up as the keynote speaker at the Democratic National Convention. Well, that's kind of odd, isn't it? Then he runs away with his race in a landslide, and he actually only serves half a term as a regular senator, decides to run for president, and then he becomes our president. If that doesn't tell you that this man is an establishment puppet that was set up in 2003 to become the president of the United States in 2008, I don't know what does. Mark, the ascension of Barack Obama stinks to high hell, doesn't it?
The guy is a slick-talking used car salesman. I mean, look at him. That's That's what he is. He's a fantastic salesperson. And a lot of I've worked in sales for 10 years, and a lot of salespeople they have the silver tongue. They can just present their product or service in a way that is just so appealing. Often people buy from people that they like. It doesn't even matter if the product or service is really that good. They just have this quality. They can present a quality of being something that someone aspires to or trusts. And they're so convincing. And that's what he is. And that's why he was chosen. Not only that, because he has that ability, but because he would be willing to serve the establishment. And you know as well as I do, and you can look in the writings of, Manly P. Hall and some of these guys that openly talk about the invisible empire as if it's a good thing, or they believe that at one time it was a good thing, but then they say that it was corrupted by, selfish criminal people, and they sort of hijacked these ancient mysteries and the mystery schools and these fraternities that used to be allegedly good. But, Barack Obama is one of these guys that knew how the establishment works. These people can find out about this information. It's hidden in plain view. You can read Manly P. Hall's books. They've been around since 1928. And then if they're willing to serve the establishment, and if they can do what the establishment wants, what the Invisible Empire or what the Illuminati, what the Bilderberg Group wants, then they're going to throw all their power, their media, their money behind them. And look at the original writings of Adam Weishaupt, the founder of the Illuminati. They even knew, late 1700s, that they could use the media back then, which was just printing houses and newspapers and newsletters and books, to attack people, for stuff that they wanted people to know about, bad things. And that's what the media does today at a more advanced level. So Barack Obama is really is a slick salesman is what he is.
And what you're talking about, dates back to Hearst Publications coming out. William Hearst, who's big, big time into the Illuminati principles. We went out to Hearst Mansion. Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe what you see there. But this is the guy that said, you provide me with the pictures, I'll provide you with the war. We'll be back after this final segment with Mark Dice. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. PrismPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. This song again after I specifically requested that we pull it from the thing. So can we please pull it from the thing? Because if I hear this next week, I'm going to freak out. We're in the final segment of the Info Warrior. We're joined by Mark Dice. If you missed any of the program, pick up the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com. Following the show, we're going to take some final calls. But first, I want to ask Mark. Mark, how can people out there get a free copy of the Illuminati Fact versus Fiction?
Well, it's a lot of fun, and if you go to markdice.com, there's a banner up on the top of the page that you just click on it, and they'll give you the details on how to get a free copy. Basically, follow my lead and call in to the radio talk shows, and just all you need to do is get through, and I tell you how to get through in the article. I tell you how I've gotten through just countless times. I don't even record my calls anymore. It's just such a hassle, but you can listen to my calls. A lot of your audience probably has. Just search YouTube for me. You can listen to me calling into Sean Handy, Glenn Beck, all these guys. All you need to do is call into these fools. There's a list of like the top five shows that's listed on my site. Just call in and ask them about me or one of my videos or mention one of my books. And then that's all you do. And then I'll send you a copy for free. You don't pay shipping and handling or anything like that. And I said, like, for the first 100 people or do it, but I just might do it, you know, until further notice. So as long as, if you're listening to this interview, you know, 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, as long as that banner's still up there, go to my website, and if it says, you know, get a free copy, click the link, then it's still good. You know, and then email me once you've plugged something and tell me the name of the show and, you know, which day it was, and I'll get the audio. I'll get the, you know, the podcast from them. You don't have to do anything. I'll verify it. I'll probably post it on YouTube, on my YouTube channel if it's cool, and then I'll send you a free copy.
Sounds great, Mark, and it gets people involved. All right, let's take a couple final callers. Fidel in Wisconsin. Fidel, you're on the line.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just got a quick question for you. Actually, I got two quick questions for you. The first is, would you agree that the New Age movement has basically infiltrated and taken over the whole truth movement?
Well, I wouldn't say it's taken over, but there's definitely some New Age aspects, but always have been in the first of all, the truth movement is a broad term. The Patriot movement is a broad term. Even people like David Icke, who I heavily disagree with on several different issues, including the reptilians, Anunnaki, and his kind of new age Johnny nonsense. I do look into things like frequencies, which I find just amazing and very interesting. But at the same time, things like Zeitgeist, which I can get behind 90% of it, 10% of it I can. And then things like Zeitgeist Addendum, I can get behind maybe 50% of it. And then the other 50% is garbajo to me. What's your take, Mark?
I would agree, and you know, at a time when I'll stand next to a New Ager, an atheist, I don't really care who they are at a tea party. I'll go out, and we can all agree on certain issues, and so mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what race, religion you are, what brand of, you know, truth movement you're involved in, as long as we can still collectively agree upon. But then we do have people like Zeitgeist and his films, Zeitgeist Addendum, that sort of poison the well a little bit and try to instill a sense of communism mixed in with his solution. So you have to be very careful.
And let me say this, Mark. He also makes it out to be that there is no good and evil, that everything is learned behavior. And if that's the case, then how do we have people like John Wayne Gacy? How do we have people like Jeffrey Dahmer that are doing these type of things for no financial gain, for no social gain. They're doing it because they're inherently evil. Really quick, Fidel, less than 30 seconds. What's the second question? Yes, sir. We drop him?
All right, we dropped him. You lied about him.
All right, we're done with him. Thanks, Fidel. You try to answer questions. You try to be good on the radio. You try to stick to what you can prove. You try to go over the news. And, Mark, you can just be called a liar again and again.
I don't know what he was talking about. He mentioned Bill Cooper. I have my, analysis of Bill Cooper in the Illuminati Facts and Fiction. I think I probably posted it on the web. You can check my MySpace, and I believe it's posted there. I'm not sure what he was talking about. But it's fascinating how people call people liars, and you work for the opposition or for the Illuminati just because you don't beat on a certain issue all the time, or maybe we don't agree 100% with some of these people. So there's a lot of paranoia, a lot of lunatics in our movement, but there are some COINTELPRO people that try to nitpick and take us apart. So, I just don't want to urge everyone to take what we have as a whole. We may not agree on certain issues. I'm sure Jason and I don't agree on all the issues, but you know what? We can come together on the stuff that matters, and we can use and multiply our forces to make some good, bring some change, good change into this world, and help educate other people about what's going on.
Absolutely, Mark, and we're wrapping it up. It's another Info Warrior with Jason Vermes. We're over live at InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.tv. Get the podcast at theinfowarrior.com. Thank you, Mark, and God bless you all.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.